Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome once again to this Sunday morning program of the Word of Grace. It's good to have you join us for this time of music, prayer and reflection. A special welcome to you if during the time that places of worship are closed, this is your access to worship, to something, someone beyond yourself. My name is Nigel Parker, the minister of the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke. Our building at 256 Rue Queen Street is closed, but each Sunday at 10:30 a.m. we live stream an act of worship with readings and hymns and prayers and preaching. You can find us on our YouTube channel if you search for St. Andrews and Lennoxville. You can also connect through our website. All of us have stories of weddings, especially ministers. But the family story is that when my mother and father got married, my mother's mother, the mother of the bride that is, was so busy getting everyone and everything else ready that she forgot to change her shoes, and she turned up to the wedding with her regular day-to-day shoes on instead of the lovely pair that she had bought especially for the occasion. I don't have any photographic evidence, so I don't know if it's just one of those stories that grew in the retelling. But this morning we're going to look at a wedding that Jesus attended.
Staff my comfort still, thy cross
Weddings celebrate love. And here is a reading from the Psalms, which speak of the love of God for us. Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your judgments are like the great deep. You save humans and animals alike, O Lord. How precious is your steadfast love, O God. All people may take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. O, continue your steadfast love to those who know you, and your salvation to the upright of heart. Let us pray. God of abundant and steadfast love, we worship and praise you. There's no way that we as humans can measure the immensity of your love, because it's as vast as the immeasurable heavens. Your love is deeper than the deepest seas, and all of creation cannot contain all the love that flows so faithfully and generously from your heart of grace. How precious is your love to us, we who forever have doubts about how lovable we are. In your love you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, among us, to gather all people under the warmth of your wings. Sharing with us our joys and sorrows, he brought forth new gifts enough when we thought we had run dry. And when his hour had come, he was cursed and killed, but you raised him to life again, and through him filled us with the wine of your Spirit, equipping each one of us with the gifts to be used in your service for the common good. Lord, ignorance is no excuse. We know how our lives do not reflect your grace, your hope, your justice. But you will not give up on us, but is waiting to forgive us and call us as your children. And so we confess to you our sin. In our desire to have more and more, we cause more damage to your good creation. In our obsession with ourselves, we have desolated the lives of those around us. When we hoard what you have given us, we cannot be a blessing to other people. Forgive us, so that we might be restored to life. May your steadfast love save and strengthen us to share our gifts with others, even as you have shared the gift of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. The Lord delights in us, so much that God will not rest until we are at peace. He will not remain silent, but calls us by name, my delight. We are forgiven in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. A reading from John's Gospel, chapter 2, at verse 1. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were 6 stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, fill the jars with water. And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, Now draw some out, and take it to the chief steward. And so they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine, and did not know where it had came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now. Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Amen. During COVID time, there were many weddings that were put on hold. I had one that had been booked for some time for April 2020. It was to be a 100-guest affair, perhaps? But COVID came along in the March, and the wedding was postponed to the autumn. But when the summer came, and it was obvious that autumn weddings still weren't going to happen, the couple changed their plans, and with the cooperation of the registrar, I conducted the wedding in their parents' back garden on a lovely sunny day with only 12 socially distanced family present. It was lovely. While the couple will have a big party later, they were just so glad that they had got the matter dealt with. Weddings are celebrations we all love because, properly presented, they joyfully signify new beginnings and the promise of new life. Weddings are also a biblical imagery with the church represented as the bride of Christ and with Christ as the bridegroom. And the gospel reading from John chapter 2 is as well known as any of Jesus' parables and stories could almost be mistaken for one. It's simply known as the wedding at Cana. It's the stuff of Sunday school lessons and biblical illustrations, perhaps from our childhood. Simply stated, at Mary's behest, Jesus turns water into wine at a village wedding and saves the day. It's no accident that it's right at the beginning of John's Gospel, and not just for reasons of chronology and the fact that it's a really good story. When Jesus was crucified, among his last words was to entrust the care of Mary, his mother, to John. And so it was that Mary was the source of stories for John, and it's Mary who's the unsung heroine of this story. What do we learn from Mary? We learn that Mary had a confidence and trust in who Jesus was and is, and what Jesus could do. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, They have no wine. And Jesus said to her, Woman, that's just a term of respect, what concern of that is that to you and me? My hour has not yet come. We're in the season of Epiphany, a season in the church year that we focus on the revelation of the divine nature of Jesus Christ. And Mary is the one who points us to Jesus' identity as the promised one of God. When she found out there wasn't enough wine for the banquet, she came to Jesus and told him as if she knew that Jesus could do something about it. And Jesus joked about her confidence, saying, "What concern is that to you and me? My hour is not yet come." Maybe only Mary could understand the implication that the hour for Jesus was the hour of his death. What we can learn from Mary is that she knows who Jesus is, and she knows what Jesus can do, and she knows that Jesus would do what is the best, and her job is to report to him with trust. And what's your concern today? Your health, your wife's, your husband's, your children's behaviour, their upbringing, their education? Wondering about how the COVID-19 virus is going to affect you? Is Omicron going to touch your life? Even if you're concerned about something you might think is trivial, as in Mary's case, it was about wine, a luxury item, but maybe the main concern is about social embarrassment. Just tell Jesus. Tell him about your concern for being embarrassed, being shamed, being put down, because he cares about you. Secondly, Mary prepares to receive God's answer with faith. His mother Mary said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Mary here expresses her faith by telling the servants to prepare to receive the answer to her prayer. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7 says, "Cast all your anxieties on him, for he cares about you." And it says, all your anxieties, not just some of them. For some people, casting your concerns to God is like casting a fishing line. You cast it out, but then you reel it back in. The Bible says, without faith, no one can please God. And the way that you act after your prayer shows how much faith you have. What do you do after you cast your concerns to God? You prepared to claim the answer? Mary was. But thirdly, Mary also enjoyed God's abundant gift. Jesus must be moved by his mother's faith. He asked the servants to fill 6 huge stone jars that each hold about 20 or 30 gallons. Can you imagine a total of 120, 180 gallons of wine? It's not only plenty, but it was the good wine. The head waiter was surprised by the quality and jokes about it to the bridegroom. God doesn't give sparingly, but he gives us abundantly. This story signifies that the best is yet to come. The story is simply bigger than a wedding feast. It's the story about God's purpose in history. It's the story about a banquet that's to come, about a feast in heaven. God's extravagance is revealed in John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life." What could be more extravagant than for the Father to send the Son to save the world? If God does not spare his own Son for you and me, what else will he not give us? Jesus said, "I've come so that they may have life and have it abundantly." Invite Jesus to bring to you his abundant life. May you drink of the new wine, the wine of the kingdom of God.
Savior, Lord of the nations, Son of God and Son of Man, glory and honor, praise and adoration, now and forevermore be thine. shines brighter. Jesus shines purer than all the angels ever can boast.
Let us pray. What a wonderful, generous God you are, a God of wedding parties and new wine, a God of love and laughter, of dancing and singing, a God no longer trammelled by old ways and old wine and old patterns. We rejoice in the love revealed for us in Jesus and shed abroad in our hearts by your Holy Spirit. We rejoice at all with all that comes with those gifts of love. For every blessing you put into our lives, we are most grateful. We pause to pray for those amongst your worldwide family who today may be feeling left out in the cold. There are people who work and toil for long hours, but there's no time or energy to laugh or sing. Bless your children who feel so demeaned and exploited that they view even angels of mercy with suspicion and fear. Bless the many folk who are caught in vicious cycles of evil and can see no way to escape. Bless those among your children whose every waking hour is spent in pain and whose sleep is at the best fitful. Bless those people who are drawn to Christ and new life, yet who fear the scorn of family, friends, or people they work beside. Lord, bless your children who once tasted the new wine of Christ, but have now slipped away into indifference, even despair. Bless those folks who, with much trembling, hand their lives over to you this day. May they find faith and courage for the days to come. And bless the people of your church, that abundant love may flow in our prayers, and our prayers flow into generous words and deeds. In the name of the Christ, who makes all things new, and who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be.
Rejoicing that will be
when we all.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.